First, downtown Wausau will be getting its largest public mural this fall. It highlights an issue that's impacted thousands of Wisconsin families, the struggle of addiction, and the road to recovery. People in the recovery process were a key part of designing the mural, and this summer, Wausau area residents will have a chance to grab a brush and do some painting themselves before the final product is displayed on the city's Frontier Building. Christy Keel is the president of Rise Up Central Wisconsin, the nonprofit community arts group behind the project. Christy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob, for having me.
Christy, I understand Rise Up has been around for a couple of years now. Before we get into this mural project, can you tell us what the group's all about?
Yeah, Rise Up started as a grassroots collaboration of individuals and different organizations, including the health department, Aspirus Hospital, various individuals that are activists in our community, and we started it in July of 2017. Really, we mirrored it off of a program out in Philadelphia called the Porchlight Initiative, and it works to, the idea behind it is that participatory, community-driven art can really foster resilience, equity, and health promotion. So that's the basis of it.
And this mural you'll be producing this summer focuses on recovery from addiction. How did you settle on that theme?
Well, really when Rise Up started, we always wanted to have at least one project focused on recovery. Given the state of the Marathon County area, as well as one of the highest addiction rates in the state of Wisconsin, as it is a rampant issue nationwide, we knew that we needed to find out-of-the-box thinking ways of solving the problem of addiction. And really, Wausau loves art, and we're all about having all these art festivals and art around the community, great museums, and it's a great way to take the taboo topic of addiction and connecting it with art.
And a lot of times when you think of a public art project, you think, okay, they hire an artist, the artist comes in and designs a thing and then does the thing. But I understand that people in the recovery process actually played a part in designing the overall mural.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what's so cool about the process of that we go through. We have a three-step process. It starts with engaging the participants. So since January of 2018, we've had artists working with participants in Lakeside Recovery, which is an inpatient substance abuse treatment program here in Wausau. And they've been meeting every week, doing various types of poetry writing, vision boards, painting portraits, all sorts of types of art ways of mediums. And through that process, our artists have gathered consistent themes that have come up, and they created the design from those themes. It's kind of a back-and-forth process with the participants over time, and we came to this great this great image that we just recently released last Thursday. So it is a very engaged process with the participants themselves and not necessarily just the artists creating that design.
Talking to Christy Keel with Rise Up Central Wisconsin about a new mural project on addiction recovery in the Wausau area, created with the help of local residents, going to be painted with the help of local residents. We'll get into that. But Christy, one thing I love about this, as I understand it, it's going to go, I think, viewing from left to right, more muted colors, more black and white, and get more colorful as you turn to the other direction. And that is partly because one of those themes you just talked about that came out came from people who are going through recovery.
Exactly. Yeah, the mural is titled Now I See in Color. And it was very evident, it came up multiple times from individuals, that when they are living in the throes of addiction, it is as though they are living in the absence of color, so in black and white. And you'll see in the mural image that on the left-hand side, you have the rough images, a dark bird, dying flowers, some emotional faces that are black and white, as well as an individual down in the depths, and he is in a shadow. And then as you go across the image, you'll see more and more color come to light. And one participant has actually explained it as though it took months and months of being in recovery till they actually started seeing vibrant color again.
Amazing. And people will get to participate in the painting of this, even if they're not talented painters. If they're like me and can't really paint, people can still get involved.
Exactly. Yeah. So through our last stage, the generate phase, our artists put the mural in 5x5 foot sections on this kind of canvas paper. And we take that around to the community and have community paint days. Some of those will be down by the 400 block during the Chalk Fest time period, also within the recovered community at various meetings that they hold, and ending up during Artrageous Weekend in September. And it really is a large paint by number. And so anybody of any age level or any artistic ability is capable of painting with us.
And then talk about, Christy, where this is going to end up and where we'll be able to see this.
Yeah, so we were Frontier Communications was generous enough to donate their building. The side of their building faces the 400 block, which is our area downtown that's, you know, used for various musical events and other types of community events. And it's a large 40x80 foot canvas. It's really an aluminum siding that's just been kind of sitting there with nothing, and it's a perfect place to put this canvas so that the whole community can see it, and it's on display for all.
What kind of response from the people who participate in the design process have you gotten? How have they talked about being part of this?
Well, we have several individuals who, even though they're out of the Lakeside Recovery place, they've actually been coming back to our project on Friday mornings, and they have just loved being a part of it. And really, it highlights the whole idea that the opposite of addiction is connection. And that's what Rise Up really wants to be for these individuals. And one participant in particular has found it just to be a light to come every Friday. It's something he looks forward to. He's really thrilled to have their story told to the whole community, and it just gives them a sense of self-worth, you know, that their story really matters. And that's been really an overwhelming theme that we've heard from the participants.
You've used the word community many times just in this short conversation, Christy, and that seems like it's at the heart of this, that addiction can be something that's isolating, that separates people from friends, maybe even family. This is a call to bring them back in.
Exactly. Yep. And really, when someone sits in isolation, that can just fester more and more addiction. And so we hope that through Rise Up, we can together as a community address the issue and help to heal, strengthen, and unify all the participants and the community.
Now, I should ask, it's hard to describe art on the radio sometimes. Can you give us a little broad overview of what we see, what we're going to see on this mural?
Yeah. Well, on the left-hand side, as I suggested, there's some darkness, and there's some very large faces at the top that show kind of this idea of struggle, as well as an individual who is at the bottom of a chain of people, and he's really in darkness. As you go to the right, you see this support chain becoming more and more colorful. So it's more and more individuals that are kind of getting more and more color as we go. And the chain really represents the changes that someone can see while they're in recovery, going away from the isolation to being connected to others and really having that support system that resembles the support system there. You also can see in the background Granite Peak, which is a very common viewpoint in Wausau, and some balloons that represent not only our festivals that we have within the community, but also the idea of rising up from addiction. And there's also just on the right-hand side where there's more color, a lot more representation of growth and vitality, like a dove in the sky, some musical notes, nature, flowers that are actually blooming and showing that new life, and a butterfly. So there's lots of things. There will be many, many hidden images as well as quotes that the participants have created. And so it's an image that we hope that people will come time and time again to view, and we'll see a new thing every time.
Christy, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for sharing this with us today.
Great. Wonderful. Thank you.
That's Christy Keel, president of Rise Up Central Wisconsin. She was with us to talk about the group's work in putting together a mural in downtown Wausau, dealing with the recovery process from drug and alcohol addiction. There will be painting events where members of the public and people in the recovery community can join in and actually bringing this mural to life.